Sem en kortzijdige zijns. Kemo dalet hij.
Dus het zijn zijn en deze niet de bezmanen terwijl ze belijlo, ze bezmanen terwijl ze belijlo. En wie heeft gezegd, ben bezmanen, ben ze bezmanen terwijl ze belijlo, misschien een zachtbieter. Het kan zijn zachtbieter. That if you table during the day, the person's daughter will think that it's mutter to be table during the day. And therefore, even Shleba's mana, which bad Simeon of Hashan Shleba Shimon, we go to say even Shleba's mana, you're not able to table during the day, as we dafka at night. Now, you're going to bring down that a Zava is the Atsim should be able to table during the day. The Gemara says, Mishum Dav Shimon, Tana Acha Ter Acha, Lekulam Shleite Tumma, Sex with Neim, Mishum Acha Ter Acha, Acha Meis Ter. Amukham, also asking, the Chum says, Aser, to do it, Shema Tavi De Zava. What's Aser to do on Yom Shvi by Zava? Is what's Aser is to be Toivel? Or what's going to be Aser is not going on the Tvila, it's going to Dafkan the Tashmas, maybe the Tvila is going to, maybe the Tvila is going to be Mutter. Now, we'll speak about first, I guess. The others don't go to Lachakiva. Kava starts off and says, hey, that's supposed to be tovel after 7 days. Let's say somebody went and toveled on Yom Zayin. Over top of Yom Zayin. So what is that? What are you over when you're over on Yom Zayin? What were the problems which you have? You have two problems if you have Yom Zayin. One is you have, if you're over this, this is also Lassuskin, you're not supposed to do something. You're not allowed to go to the mikvah attached to Yom Zayin. There's a second possible problem. Every time you tell Yom Zayin, it could be also maybe a Srach Bita. Just like Shleiva's mind is a Srach Bita. So Kipshuta, even on Yom Zayin, for sure, would be a Chashash Srach Bita. So Chavar passes the over of a Tavi Yom Zayin. Let's say Bidi Eved, you went in Tavi Yom Zayin. That's Be'etzem Midderaisa, it should work in Yom Zayin. Because we're handling your Azava. So Be'etzem, it should go ahead and work. Chacham came along and asked it. Now the question is, how bite the Chacham master? Is it like an answer it even b'di'eved? Or b'di'eved is going to be good? So Mechaber passes over to b'zayin, also a tefila, too, is going to work, b'di'eved. Shach brings down Bach Pasach Akim Karim Maril. I go to my name, I go to Shubhashem Aram, B'yam Zayin, let's tefila. Tzich a tefila shayin, it's a shach, it's a tefila again, if you want b'di'eved, b'yam Zayin. Tefila hach meichad efshar, because you can't get that so right, I go to my name, and the shelter. So that's the Mechaber passes okay. B'di Eved, if you want Yom Zayin. The Shach is passing that you should be Machmer, Hechad the Efsher, you should go ahead and be Tevil again, because there are a lot of Achrenim which, a lot of Rishonim and Achrenim are Machmer, therefore you should be Machmer and go ahead and Tevil again. When you Tevil again, you Tevil without a Bracha. That was okay with the Eved, so yeah. So you're not going to Tevil again without a Bracha, which the Kala basically means Bracha is a Sub Bracha's Hakel. So long as Machlik is. You have to be machmer to go back to the mikvah. So in those situations, you're not going to be tevil with a bracha, and you be tevil without a bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, what does it mean, bakim she'efsher? Ein terech gadol. So bakim she'efsher means it's not such a big pain to go back to the mikvah. Avim lo'efsher, you just can't, mikvah's closed, it's a terech gadol. Pshita ikik rambam, kimishkasa sachmu Shulchan Aruch. The ikkah is like the Rambam, that's how the Shulchan Aruch was. Soysim. It says, Befrat, Mestam also Veshoigig. It's Befrat that she did Veshoigig. He says, I'll become Malkam with Tashat, I feel Bishmin Adalayla. He says, Avada, you should be master, you shouldn't have Tashat Adalayla, but Tashat Fim Levela Adalayla, Kan Lashoine. He says that Bemokim Tirchen, it's hard to go back, so we're not giving the Chayvi to go back. What? What? Doesn't sound like it, right? Because that's every time you're going back, you have to do it again. So it doesn't sound like that's the tikkun we're talking about. It doesn't sound like that'd be the tikkun we're talking about. So that's Yom Zayin. That's Yom Zayin b'di'evet. Scripture to Yom Zayin, Pashtun b'Yom. Yom Ches, the Gemara says, even Shleva Zmano is going to be also. There we have one problem, which is Svach Bita. We don't have the problem of Shemin. It's just Zayir Altu. Over there, but the evidence went to Yom Ches, and the Mechaber says, "Over top of Ches, Yom Bleinus, Filachas Latvila." There, but the evidence it's only Svach Bita, but the evidence over there will make all, and it's going to work. So, Kitzer, Yom Zayin, we have two problems. Chara Pasen is good. Shachs is go back to make it possible. Terchel, then you're not going to have to. In Kas B'diavad, we're going to.
What about Zuri?
Then that's impossible. I mean, is that called possible or impossible? We've been making in that case, just because of Mechaber's Mekel, and we're pretty reluctant. I'm saying, if you have what to be signed, we don't send back with that kind of Lansas, Masi Laz. I mean, this, what I'm saying now is Mekoris and the Friyatika, not like 2020 Svar. Like, people can handle a week, their Cholish, and they fall apart, and, you know, it's suicidal, because no, I'm saying, it's like, no, it's in Shachtaz and Friyatika, like, Shachtaz, you know, it's Masi Laz, we don't. If we have what to be sent back, we try very hard not to send back. If we have to, we have to. You know, the times, email us all. But over here, it's Mechaber, so Abadu would not send back and kiss it once. Yeah. Now, this is a Rebbe. Now, in the case of Oinus, the Rebbe exam, that's in the case of the Mokim Oinus, we make it go on Yom Chasim, where it says in the case of the Hawaiians, there were. None of them, there were lions, Sina, Avuli, all different cases that Yom Chesed were going to be Mekel. Now, the passage in Gemara sounds like B'makom Einus will Mekel on Yom Chesed, but Yom Zayin, about it, will not be Mekel. They're staying in the Gemara. Come on, Yom Chesed will Mekel, Yom Zayin, we're not going to be Mekel. What's the Pasha Levana? Yom Chesed, we only have one problem, Svach Bita. Yom Zayin, we have two problems. We have Svach Bita, we have the Chal Maaseh, because Shama Tavir is. We have two plus rachmita, and the stomach is the davar saying Yom Ches is mutter. Yom Zayin is not going to be mutter. What's mutter in Yom Ches? So b'makom oinus is going to be mutter. What type of oinus? You need. So for example, coming to Daniel, that let's say you have a protestant oinus. It's a case. You have someone had a shayla that they were. Yeah, they're going to seed for a week. Place seed. Seed. How do you say it? Seed is American, yeah, Shir Racham Go. I was never able to go, but whatever. Anyhow. So they're going to seed, and the place where, whatever, they were told the mikvah over there is not reliable. You cannot go to the mikvah.
Great place.
What? I didn't say that. There's a mikvah, the mikvah wasn't reliable, and so now they would not be able to go to the mikvah for another week if they don't go before they did the seed. And the question is it mutter to go? So let's start first Yom Chas. Is mutter to go on Yom Chas or not? So the Pesach says Shem Shemich Min Daniel that no, it's not going to be mutter. We're only going to say Chavita when it's Einus for everybody. I think in a personal Einus, we're not going to be Merkel.
Even Yom Chas?
Dafki Yom Chas. That's what we're talking about. Meanwhile, we only have. What?
Why would that apply to Yom Chas?
What do you say?
Whatever.
Okay, not Casey. The kids didn't work. Let's go anyway. It didn't work out. Whatever. The night before was Yom Kippur. Okay. Let's see. Teshuvah. There's Teshuvah. Okay. So they're coming home. Teshuvah. Which we had a shout at that. I'll get in a second. Whether they go Teshuvah or they go Arab. Okay. But I lost my attention. What were we talking about again? Yeah. So what will be the svara? What's the svara dafka as we think about him? Shall I hope for the Sachbita if it's a communal problems, and it's much more understandable what's going on over here. Normally, we don't go to the mikvah, now the mikvahs are closed because of Corona. Now there's a war, or whatever. You can't go at night. They're going to have him. Therefore, Zucker Pesachuva only make at night, only make when it's a communal problem. Personal problem, we're not going to be making. So everyone's aware that the Rambam says, he says, it's mutter if it's Sina or Chayla. He says Chayla. Chayla is a personal problem, that's not a public problem, it's only a personal problem. So the Rambam is willing to be Mekel. So from there, the Vayis Techois, that we're Mekel even when it's a personal problem, it's not a public problem, and therefore we're Noigin Lachol. Noigin Lachol, if you have a situation that you have a anus, then Yom Ches, we're going to be Mekel. So let's say back to the sea. Back to the sea. There's no mikvah. What? We're not talking about Yom Ches. The Pasha says Yom Zayin is also not. Saying Pasha, everything should be also meanwhile. I think we're still going to Yom Ches. Then let's go to the case of the sea. They're going on a sea. It's not going to be mikvah for a week. They have a personal illness. Therefore, we're going to be mikvah for them to. Whatever. It's day after Tisha B'Av, we mikvah for them to go on Lel Ches. Yom Ches. also lochas, yeah. But we would have had to go on. We would have had to go on. What do you say?
Apparently.
I mean, my stomach has a tshuva in chelik beis. It was like, what? What was it? Tov shalama beis? Reis lama beis? Has a tshuva that somebody, let's start with Yom Kippur. Somebody basically was going on vacation for Shabbos, and the place was no mikvah. And so they wanted to go during the day.
Friday.
Yom Zayin? Let's go with Yom Kippur. Friday is Yom Kippur. Well, whatever the story was, yeah, whatever. It's all Yom Kippur, it's all Yom Zayin. So he said, don't go on vacation. So that's all with, that's all with Yom Ches. What? Oh, come on. Okay, now let's move on to Yom Zayin. So let's just go to the Chachila, and then we'll go see if there's any matzah of the Diyavik. So the Chachila is supposed to go to Mikveh at night. Why have to go at night? We have two reasons. There's Rav Shimon and there's Rav Pita. That's always every time I'm listening, you have to deal with both of them. So the Chiyuv is supposed to go to the mikveh at night. We have to go to the mikveh at night. One, the problem with Shimon, you can't go during the day. Maybe you'll, which we sell some machlekes with the tefillah, the tashma is fine. We're not going to even go to the mikveh. Second thing is you're not supposed to go during the day. How late do you have to wait in order to go to the mikveh? Asrach pita. So tell us about that machlekes. My time wants to be mikveh. If you go to the mikveh, some machlekesheicha, you don't come back till night. So there is no problem of srach pita in that situation. Why? Because all srach pita is to see that you went to mikveh during the day. Over here, you didn't come back till the night. If a zak, if in a town, there's not going to be a problem of srach pita. Other rishonim say the chiluk, and they say no, that you can't go to mikveh during the day. If you go to mikveh during the day, there's always srach pita, and you can't go to mikveh during the day. It's only mutter if you go to the mikveh at night. And so a third shita, that even leaving to the mikveh during the day is going to be a problem, because it's srach pita. The daughter sees it leaving to the mikveh, then it's going to be a problem. So how do we pass it? The Chabad says, also live on Yom Zayin. Also be toivel on Yom Zayin. What does that mean? Who's that sound like? What shita? Sounds like that's bad. It's like, sorry. If you leave some of the sheikh, when you come to the house, it's going to be also like the Rashbam. He says, noch lachem v'dvarav. And he says that the Pashas of Mechaber, Mechaber is saying you cannot leave to the Mikveh. Sorry, you cannot be Tevil during the day. You always have to be Tevil. You always have to be Tevil during the night, and we're not going to hold like Rabbi Natan. Then he says that the Bach says even to go to the Mikveh is going to be a problem. Says Isha Rechetz of Chefevas Bebeis of Afrad, if she does chifa at home and she goes to the base tefillah, then you have to be machmer. He says if you can do chifa in the mikveh, then it's okay. But if you're doing chifa at home, zak the back, and it's going to be a problem. So therefore, no, so what's the shak coming out? The pastor Shulchan Aruch is saying you definitely can't go to the mikveh during the day. The back, the shak is being in the back. Even going to the mikveh, leaving to the mikveh. If you do chivu in the mikveh, you're good. If you do chivu at home, that's going to be a problem. So the fizah will come out basically that once you leave to the mikveh, start that. Once you leave to the mikveh, every time. Like a chila. When you're leaving? What? I have to go at night. If you're doing chivu in the mikveh, then you can leave earlier. You can leave in the mikveh. If you're doing chivu at home, then you have to leave at night. What's called night? Let's start with that. What's called night? How night is night? So, night basically is going to be whatever Tzitzit Chavim is. What's called Tzitzit Chavim? Basically, whatever you offer for Shabbos. Place going to be down, if you hold like a bit of time, you hold 72, so then to be 72. Let's the only machmir in a town. The raisa, some of them are darbanan, some of them are raisas, some of them are Shabbos Chanukah. So if you bend Rabbeinu Tam a little bit, then over here, this is in darbanan, and you'd be able to go whatever that zman would be, whether it's 50, whatever 40, whatever that zman would be. But somebody holds Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbeinu Tam. If you like the goyim, it's the goyim. And therefore, you should not definitely be going to the mikveh at night, till night, even leaving to the mikveh. The Baruch is saying that if you're at home, you have to wait till night. If you do chifah in the mikvah, then you can leave earlier. So this leaves a very big problem, Lel Shabbos, when you go to the mikvah. When you leave to the mikvah, Lel Shabbos. Huh? One second. When do you leave? When do you leave the mikvah? I'd say. So when says? Huh? What do you say? 25, 30, whatever it is. Mitzvah says the mikvah is Lel Shabbos closed very quickly. It's like in and out. Lel Shabbos. There's really nothing to do. Come out if you're machmir for this bach. It'll come out that you wouldn't be able to leave to the mikvah. What?
You have to start the bach because that's
when
the mikvah is closed.
What do you say? Even
Friday night.
Not a Friday night.
No, but what's the shabbat? Because there's not going to be chafifa. That's why you went early. So she knows that Friday night is closed early.
And she went to mikvah early. What do you mean?
No, because
but she thinks she went to Mikvah early.
She knows so much.
What? Yeah, but... What do you say? It doesn't look like a... I mean, it looks like we're not to be makhver for the bach. So it seems like that we're not going to be makhver, and people do leave early. Well, like, what? There's no chafifa on Shabbos. You don't do any chafifa on Shabbos. Fine. Like, what? So, but if you're wrong with passing, you cannot definitely go into the tefillah. Definitely, the tefillah itself has to be a night. Whatever your whole night is like every day of the week. Whatever what's the earliest time to go mikvah? Whatever your whole night is, and whatever your whole night is, the earliest time to go mikvah, and. Earlier than that, one should not be going to the mikvah. The Pesach Shiva Mikzav Chamidin Neil, if it's a Safik, Yamamunan, and it was a Safik, if it was Tavol Bein Velayla, or Bein HaShemashis, a little more Mako that if you go Bein HaShemashis, then the Diyav will be a little more Mako. Like, when about some kids are you supposed to be going to mikvah at night, whatever night is, whatever it is, man, which. Whatever this man which you hold, that's going to be this man which is going to be considered Laila. Now the Shach says that the whole Cheshvin with the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rishonim that's going Dafka on this Rabbeinu Tam wants to be Mikol Samach Hashayf is going to be Mutti, wants to be Dafka on the Yom Ches. But on Yom Zion, he says, you can't be terrible at all. And somebody tells you, Yom Zion, if you're going to the Mikvah, Samach HaSheikh, you come to Samach HaSheikh. If you go to Samach HaSheikh, you come to Samach HaSheikh. So Ben Adam would say, it's Mutter. Shvam and Mordechai is Machmer. The Pasha Mechav is Machmer. So like the Shach, that little Machlik is going down to Yom Ches. We only have problem of, only have Shach Pita. If you didn't with Yom Zion, he says it's going to be Aser, and it's not going to be Mutter. Why is it going to be more Aser Yom Zion and Yom Ches? So it can be two ways to understand it. You can understand it because it's more of a srach bita on Yom Ches and Yom Zayin. Every Yom Ches, that's not a problem. Elam Isaac Zera, that she'll think she'll go to Mikvah Yom Zayin. So therefore, being that Yom Zayin is more chomer to srach bita, so therefore, that's when we understand that we're not going to make it like Rabbeinu Tam, because it's more chomer to srach bita, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam will only make it on day 8, and he's never make it on day 7. All the way to say it is maybe he's going to be Machas of Shimon. He said, the Chazal said he can't go to Mikvah Yom Zayin. Why? Because of Shemim, Shemim L'tavei Dei Ziva. Therefore, the Arash Shemim Tam's Mikvah on Dei, it's Dafka Dei Eid. Mashiach Dei Zayin, still have a Shemim. And that's the reason why the Shach is going to, going to be Machmer. Okay, so now, but again, going on Yom Zayin. So, the passage should come out, basically what we said, Tonal should come out, Aser, every single orchestration. Oynis, same like Dafke Yom Ches, his mutter, not Yom Zayin. Rabbeinu Tam, even the Shach is saying Dafke Yom Ches, and not Yom Zayin. So first of the time, come along as Mechadish. Let's say, the Bach, really. Let's say you have Oynis for a whole bunch of days. Back to the seed case. going to go away for a week, and let's switch it to the day Zayin. You're going to have oinus for a whole bunch of days, and you're not able to go to the mikveh for a very long time. That which we said on Yom Ches, that is mutter, and Yom Zayin is aser, is the pshat is we never make on Yom Zayin, or the pshat is only, all the pshat is, one day, you have oinus. So don't go, one day, Yom Zayin, okay, push it off, go Yom Ches. But if you have a situation where it's going to be oinus for a very long time, so maybe Chaykam, it should be different. Definitely, the stormiest storm in the past is what should be. Mutarasa? Sure, Mutarasa? Why?
She's a Mako.
What? Why do you say? Why should we Mutar? What do you say?
Because then what's the choice?
Because you might go to Ganem? I mean, that's not, that's long enough, Kyle Pras. What do you mean? What's the. What? Well, Machavainis. The question is Machavainis. Tough game, because Anyun Zain is going to. Zayin is going to be Aser. And the pastor said over is that Oinus is Aser and we're not going to be Mekel. The Bach came along and says, no. Only Machlon Oinus if it's one day. Because we come Yamim, Bechay Gav, we're not going to be Machlon Oinus. And therefore, if it's extended Oinus, go to the mikveh. He says, just don't let your husband know about it. Try to be mastered as much as possible. But he says, Bechay Gav, Machlon Oinus, he says that we're going to be Mekel and you have to go to the mikveh during the day. It's a tremendous kiddush. Why? Because it sounds like from the stormiest of sugya, sounds like that we're not going to make all oinus. To say that the Gemara is like the Bach. Yom Eid Pritzim Shviach Litav Yom Loi Belayla Yidu Yom Zayin Sicha Hakfizim Yibaylo Shli Shamishma V'yevay V'yodei Safik. You should not tell your husband, Shalei Tavi Lidei Safek. So, you know, definitely a very, very big Kiddush, but because the Gemara says that Oinus is what the Daf Yom Ches. Sounds like Yom Zayin is not getting Mutter. The case of the Gemara, they were Ganavim. So only Ganavim Yom Ches, not Yom Zayin. And now on the day test of Yod, what happened? Pastor the Gemara test tests Yod all the days. And still the Gemara says, wait the date. Okay, that's not right. But, that's not right, yes. Yeah. You're going to date. Whatever, you're going to date. But the Gemara sounds like Oinus is Mutter Dafka on Yom Ches, and doesn't sound like Mikra Yom Zayin. Definitely the stormiest of Dafka would sound like we're not being Mutter. Hakon, the city tire brings down the Bach. The Shevei brings down the Maisa with the Chazanish. As somebody who went, had to go on a boat for a very long time, he's going to be Yom Zayin, and it'll be a very long time that they're going to be traveling on a boat, it'll be going a very long time. And the question was, should you be Tovim by Yom? This is more than the Bach. You Tovim by Yom, and they won't come back till night. So here we have, this is more of a reason to make a lie, because you ever been in town? Maybe down in town. I guess he says that Chazan said, no way. Said you can't be Mekel. Shevelev himself said that he himself thinks it should be Mutter. So he brings the question in the back. That you could go Yom Shviv is Oinus, so it would be a long time. Going out of Bot Lachar, said Oinus. And he says, I'm sorry, he thinks the Maisa will be Mutter. He brings the media, says, Medina brings like that's Chazanish. And he says, he himself said, we make if they're going out, if they're going for a couple of days, long time, but we make all, but it's not for a couple of days, he's not so excited in terms of being make all. So, this is about Oinus Sevaita. Oinus one day, definitely be Machmo. Oinus a lot of days, Sevaita wants to be make all. Chazanish is not so happy with it. Sevaita and Bracha make all, but Chazanish is not so excited. So this is a different case. Can we go some of the Chesheikha and come back at night? What do we have now?
Yom Zayin.
Here now we have a Nochas Sirif. We have a little more going for us. Two things going for us. We haven't been to town, number one, that's going for us. What do you say? I've been Makamayin. See, haven't been to town going for us now, that's number one. Number two, that's half for us is that if you go some of the Chesheikha coming at night, it could be the Hor of Shimon we never had. What's the Hor of Shimon? The Hor of Shimon is don't go to Mikvah because maybe you come with Eitan Shemesh. But if you're going some Yechashari, you're coming back at night, so it's not Shaykh to come to the day Kashmir. So maybe you're not going to have the issue of Rav Shimon in that case. Strach bita. What?
That's for sure.
What?
That's for sure. We question
is that in that case, not for sure. But kipshuta, you can say that you don't. Why saying for sure?
Because she's coming back at night.
5 minutes before.
I know, but the question is, no. If I, we be sorry for that, like, the other queen came along, I would say, stop. Because they said, don't be talking about Zayin, show me the day Tashmish. And they weren't machal, like, how far away you are, where you are, what you are. They said, just don't tell me I'm Zayin.
That's what makes
sense. Okay, it's a bit, with definitely, because I was not going to trust the, because I was not going to leave it up to the discretion of every single person, how far away you live, where you live. The pastor says, don't call me. They say, actually, there's even back all the light plugs, and then you do it across the board. We don't say, oh, today he's not
on.
Where
it's possible to come to the Suffolk. It's not across the board. It's not Shaykh.
They say, don't go Yom Zayin, because Yom Zayin is the time which person got to eat the Suffolk. So we don't know. So
that's
say,
when it's Shaykh, when the day Suffolk.
Okay.
The Mikvah is a 20-minute walk.
That's not how light plug works. Light plug is, we don't make it look like that. If you Kipshutai, so Kipshuta, you say that there's two problems every time. You have Shemin, and you also have a problem of Sakhmi. So it comes along the Akhrenim, and they want to say that if you can go to Mekosam Lechashecha, and you come back at night, or Shemin they don't have, like I'm saying, because there's no Kshash over there in that situation, because it's not Shaykh from the day Ziva. Ah, you have the problem of Sakhmi. So they want to say that Lamais is Sach beat of a mock and mitzvahs, you know, we're going to be makel. The mock and mitzvahs are going to be makel. So, Bechai Gavna, where you're going to have to push off a Zman Oina. So, in that situation, we're going to be makel for Sach beta. And therefore, being the makel for Sach beta, Zach the Tire about that. If you go to the mikvah, you go to Yoim, and come back at night. So, the guy of Shimon can come back at night. It's still going to be Sach Bita because the daughter doesn't know all these cheshbainas, what's going on, left during the day, left during the night. Still, B'makim, Bittal, Mitzvah Aina, or Mekal, even on day 7. Come on, day 7. One second. And I, the Shach, says, how many times on Yom Ches? He says, not true. Kibbutz, even on Yom Zayin. We got to, Kibbutz, that's supposed to have Yom Ches. And therefore, he wants to be Mekal and say that B'makim, Bittal, Mitzvah Aina, as much if we want to go ahead and go some chasheicha and come back at home. So therefore, Zitaira goes like this. Akashulchan also they go like this. A relationship with some sefer. Then when you make one say that, b'makim where you're not able to go to mikvah at night, whatever the reason is, and you're not going to come back till after tzeisach chavim. So we got our shimon, we got our, and sachbit is mutter b'makim. B'makim is loyna, and therefore it's b'makim. So where is negeya? It's negeya mikvah. Let's say in the mountains on Friday night. There's no mikvah in the bungalow county. It's too far away. So she's going to go to mikvah. If she comes back after home after the tzeisach chavim, so then it's okay. Well, I mean, yeah, would be some kind of what? Oh, so I'm going to say, if you come back after tzeisach chavim, the mukim going to be mikvah. Why? Because we got out of shimon, we got out of sakmita, mukim then it's going to be mukim. The problem is that on Friday night that's not going to work out too well because where's she going to go? What?
Candles.
Candles go to the shliach. Not a problem. That's not right. So Friday night's not going to work out too well because how's it going to be that she doesn't come home? So there are a couple of different options. Can you go to her friend's house first? So go visit. So some slave in Shuvah says that no, you can't go to your friend's house. Why? It says because loypul chachamim, lechul chachamim, and just like you can't come home, who didn't we? You can't go to your friend's house, and therefore we're not being permitted to go to your friend's house because lechul chachamim, therefore you can't go ahead. Not everyone agrees with that. The Divrei Yatzah, the son of Kovav and Kovazayin, he brings Sadi. Divrei Yatzah, the Klizim Megarabbi, says, Tarachti Harbe, to find a Kule, he found a Hari Basamim. I think a Simim Mem Gimel. Hari Basamim says that, what's the difference, Bais Chabret? The bigger problem is, we don't want you coming home. And there is a difference between, and if you don't come home, you're somewhere else, then he says that it won't be a problem if you don't come home. If you go to somebody else's house, he won't say maybe that Lamaisa. It would not be a problem. Like, when the slave didn't like it, doesn't like it, so he wants it that you don't come home at all. Shel Meshev Madura Kamasim and Zayin says, fascinating concept. He says that he doesn't understand the whole chatter of Shimon. You come back during the day, and you come in the day or so. He says, number one, who has Tasha during the day? So, Kedesh Meim, and Nam Shamsh Tassim Diyoin. So, therefore, Chal, so, Gzir Rechoika, that you come back during the day, and come in the day or so. For Friday, it says Machalik Shishayinim, whether they asked the tefillah or they asked the tashmish. If they didn't ask the tefillah, they didn't ask the tashmish. Shama, the tefillah. If you have a shomer there, you have a kid, fine by Chavas Nida. If you have a shomer during the day, the shomer works. So if you have a kid there, or you have a time for some type of shomer, there is no chashash. And he says you can even go to the mikvah, come back during the day, go makamainas, and as long as there's some type of shomer over there, then it's not going to be a problem. But Moshe and Chuvi Yardei Gimasamach also goes along those lines saying that, no, sure, why can't you have a shomer, and they don't have yichud, and there's no chashash? He wants to say that you can have a... Lila, there's the kids there in Lachash Laklom. So maybe in that case, not gonna, there's not such a chash.
So why do you need those?
What do you say?
What do we
need those? Right, in which situation? There's a Srach Pita. There's those two grounds, Srach Pita, and then there's Rav Shem. You always have Srach Pita, right? In the past, you have Srach Pita. Even left of the Mikra, it could be a Srach Pita. So we have a Srach Pita. Shtoba during the day. Shtoba during the day. Definitely Srach Bita is a problem. Srach Bita, we have to come on telling us. Now we have a Shimon problems. So in Rav Shimon, plus we say Shimon, only plug us in. Fine. So some of the other comments say, number one, that if you, some of the ones say, if you come home, it's good. So what's coming out of it, basically? So say if it wants you to go, come back after it's safe. That definitely is the most God thought you found how to do it. Some say, come back home after it's safe. And don't go to your friend's house, who wouldn't, don't go to Bais Chaverta. What do I say? What?
Chopping
the house for Bais Chaverta? Or just come on, nah. Just come on.
He wants to go
to
the house.
Hold on a second. That's some safer sense. That you have to go to Bais Chaverta. There's like a harp or something which is made by Bais Chaverta. The Shalom wants to be made if you have like somebody over there, if you have a Shemir. For Moshe Shuva says an interesting thing. The husband goes to shul and she comes home, it's not a problem because if you're in shul, you never leave. So,
get a minute, what?
I understand if you're the rav, there, you don't leave.
It was a minute.
I only left once during. What?
The gabbai's not allowed to leave.
But I'm not sure. What? I don't know. It's like a funny, interesting, like. What do you say? Yeah, definitely is. Okay, once this is Kal Tavetz Kaim Kupa. If you're talking about Yoim, because they don't come out of Laila, only after the Kupa, then a Kishan Hashem, that the Ramas of the Kalos, who's Kitab Yoim, because they don't come out of Laila, after the Kupa, the Kishan Hashem. It's like the Shach, that's Dafka, the Didon, the Kalos only covers the Yoim Zayin. But if the Kal Tav Yoim Zayin, or if it's Yoim Zayin, so then he says that if you tell it right away, you might have a problem of Rav Shemin. So therefore, he says that he would not be able to go in and be mutter if you have a Rishon. There's no problem with Shimon over here. Why? Because he says if you go to mikvah during the day and the chuppah is not till night, so he says then you don't have a problem with Shimon either because they're not being sakad during the night. If the chuppah is during at night, mekilam b'zev. The chuppah is during the day, it's very, very schwer. Are some of which I make all if they don't do yichud? That what? If it's at night, it's okay. If it's during the day, that's what Pasha. There are some Mekilim that try to be absent.